AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A senior U.S. official says the U.S. has not formally agreed to extend the ceasefire and that engagement with Iran continues. The ceasefire is set to expire on April 22nd. Meanwhile, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Ismail Baghaei says Iran is open to discussing the type and level of its uranium enrichment, but his country, quote, based on its needs, must be able to continue enrichment. Wall Street is largely unchanged. A barrel of oil was going for roughly $70 before the war began in late February, but it's trading well below its recent peak of $119. Another accuser of Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell has come forward. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Another accuser of Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell comes forward. Lana Drew says she was modeling and had a fashion software company when she met Swalwell, who offered to help.
I believe he drugged my drink.
Drew says in 2018 she had a drink with him in California.
When I arrived at his hotel room, I was already incapacitated and I couldn't move my arms or my body. He raped me and he choked me.
She says at the time she did not go to the police, but now will. Swalwell has denied prior accusations of sexual assault by another woman who was a staffer of his. He dropped out of the California governor's race and is leaving Congress. I'm Julie Walker.
Today is tax day, the deadline for most Americans to file their taxes. According to the latest IRS data, the average return amount is over $3,400. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. LaMelo Ball's layup with 4.7 seconds left and a Miles Bridges block at the buzzer gave the Hornets a 127-126 overtime win over the Heat in a wild start to the NBA's play-in games.
We drew up a good play, I feel like, and just orchestrated and it worked.
Miami's Bam Adebayo left with a lower back injury after being tripped by Ball. Denny Avdia's 41 points helped the Trailblazers overcome an 11-point fourth-quarter deficit to beat the Suns 114-110. Former Michigan football coach Sharon Moore has been placed on probation for 18 months for a confrontation with his executive assistant soon after he was fired for having an inappropriate relationship with her. And NFL reporter Diana Russini has resigned from The Athletic less than a week after being photographed with Patriots coach Mike Vrabel.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.